Don't worry, my dear. I'm not gonna hurt you. You must be terrified. When my guild took the contract, we could hardly believe what the contractor was asking. The entire elimination of the family line. I guess that's the order for you. Even their subtlety isn't subtle. Still, we thought that it was best to make it seem like their contract was being fulfilled. No one has died. We just moved them. They'll be returned once our plan is complete. Your mother was in on it, actually. We sent one of our agents to deliver a message to her. We knew that your father was a kind man, and since your mother wasn't born within your borders, he would ask if she would like to return to her home for safety. So, when she left your kingdom, we took her into the demon realm. Soon there will be one more visitor to your court. She will be the one you recognize. One that you've spent your entire life with. We plan to succubize her. Use demonic energies to rebirth her as a monster. And once your father has switched from his neutral standing to being part of the demon realm, we can start to return your family members. From your note, I can tell that we've put you through a great deal of stress. It couldn't have been easy watching those around you vanish one by one, knowing that in time, you would be one of them. I can imagine many restless nights fighting to stay awake only to lose to tiredness. Would you like to know a secret? When a Kunoichi is reborn as a monster girl, they are trained to fulfill one single task. Every other task for them is simple, but this one is a task that they must be prepared for carefully. Like most monsters, we choose one partner who we keep forever. We give up our lives as humans in hopes to save the life of a human. My guild started by meeting with our members who did not have a partner, and we chose our targets. Those of us who did have partners were sent to watch and supply information, or to help transport the female targets. I've been watching you for some time now. If there were another way, I wouldn't have allowed you to wait like that. It was cruel. The night when you wrote the note was one of the hardest nights I had watching you. I find myself unable to imagine the fear and desperation that comes with trying to write down a note to express feelings of begging for one's life. Shh. It's okay. You're okay. I'm not gonna hurt you, I promise. Here. Will this maybe ease some of your stress? There. Now you can see my entire face. I don't want to remove your gag until you've calmed down a little bit more, but I'm sure it won't be much longer. Okay? Until then, I'll relax you. Just relax for me, dear. It's okay. I know. It won't be much longer, I promise. I just have to be certain that you aren't going to make any noise to call for help. It's protocol. Shh. All right. It's okay. All right. I think it should be fine now. There. How do you feel? I'm too nervous to speak. That's okay. I'll undo the bindings on your arms and legs now. There you go. That feels better, right? You're welcome. I took your blanket from your bedroom because I didn't know if you'd be cold here or not. I also thought that being wrapped in something familiar would make you feel better. What kind of monster am I? I'm technically a succubus, though it's hard to tell because my wings are small. My kind don't really need them. We excel at infiltration and assassination. Though we don't actually kill anyone, we just use our skills to claim them, and from there, we take them back to our home. In your case, however, I can just let you go. I don't need to claim you. I would like to make up for all the stress I've caused you, though. So, if you want me to, I could show you what it's like to be taken by a succubus. Your face got all red. It's adorable. I've been holding back a lot. What we lack in outward monster appearance, we make up for in skill and magic. So, if you have no objections, I can show you what I'm truly capable of. Yeah? You want that? Okay then. Just sit back and relax. Your lap makes a nice seat. Oh, your face is so cute. It's okay, dear. Just take a deep breath for me. That's it. Just breathe. Good boy. Would you like me to kiss you? This'll feel a little different from the other times I've kissed you, okay? Tilt your head up for me. Just like that. Shh. Don't worry about my hands on your face. Just focus on my eyes. That's it. Good boy. How's that? Would you like another? You're shaking and covered in goosebumps. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. My kisses are really doing a number on you. I can already feel you getting hard. If I kiss you anymore, you might just pop. Is it uncomfortable? I can take care of it for you. There's no need to be nervous, dear. I'll take good care of you. I want to enjoy myself a little bit too, so I can't have you shooting too soon. This spot, it's really sensitive. I'll just flutter my tongue on it. What's that? It tickles? I thought you would have noticed from the kiss. I coated my lips in a little something to add to the sensation. You're already letting out so much pre-cum. How about I try this? Do you like it when I suck on the head? Please? Please what? Oh, alright. I can't really say no to that face. How's that, huh? Oh, you must be really sensitive. I can think you're gonna come already. You taste good. What's wrong? What are you sorry for? I got you worked up. It's only natural that you wouldn't last that long. Just one more kiss, and I can get you going again. And this time, I can use my pussy on you. Does my armor feel uncomfortable against your legs? No? Alright. You know what to do. Good boy. Good boy. Just one kiss and you're already worked up. Oh. I was your first kiss and you were too nervous to tell me. Aw. You get more adorable by the second. I don't think I can stop myself from making you mine. I want nothing more than to take you home and spoil you. Shh. You sounded like a mouse for a second there. Did I catch you by surprise? I'm sorry, I should have warned you. Yes, it is hot. I bet it feels like your cock is melting inside of me. The warmth causing tingling sensations to completely overwhelm your senses. I haven't even started moving yet, and you're already tensing up. Here, wrap your arms around me, and rest your head against my chest. There you go. I've got you. Oh my god. Oh. If you come to the Shinobi Village with me, you can feel like this every day. All you have to do this ask? Oh, fuck. I'd drop anything to have you like this at a moment's notice. You seem to really be enjoying it, too. I can feel it when you moan into my chest. You're so adorable. Oh, don't worry about trying to hold it in, baby. As a succubus, I can keep you going. Shh, it's okay. Don't worry, I've got you. Just empty yourself inside of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're giving me so much, it's delicious. Can you feel me squeezing you tighter inside? Trying to suck as much cum out of you as I can possibly do. Oh, your essence is so fucking good. I feel so much stronger now. I think I'm starting to get close. I'll probably drain the rest out of you, so just prepare yourself. Yeah? Oh, that's it, baby. Yeah, just keep coming for me. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, yes. Yeah. Keep coming. I want it all. Oh, fill me up with your essence. Good fucking boy. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, good boy. You did such a good job. Oh, I think I tired you out. I'll take you out of me now. There. You should rest. Here, I'll wrap the blanket around us. The others will come in the morning, so you can rest in my arms for now. And once we get you safe and secured, I can help you catch up on the restless nights I caused you. No magic, no seduction. All I ask is that you let me be there with you. Sweet dreams. I love you.